104.9 The Morning X at 8:17. It is Kevin on the phone from the Rockford Ice Hogs organization. Mr. Mike Peck, welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. It's good to be back.
I know you're always excited about Friday mornings at 8:15 because you get to talk to me. Rockford's...
Yeah. What do you want to talk about today? I mean, I don't know what we got going on here, but I guess you could probably find something there.
Yeah, nothing real big going on in Ice Hogs world, really. So how about them Bears, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, how about them Bears?
Yeah, no, obviously something really major, and this is what we need to talk about this week. Rockford Ice Hogs officially bought by the Blackhawks.
Yeah. It's technically not 100% official, but it's almost there. I don't want to burst your bubble. The league still has to vote on it, but that's
okay.
It's just more or less a formality. It's a big announcement this week with the Blackhawks agreeing to buy the team, which, of course, that rumor was floated out there, I guess. But the other big news...
Who floated that rumor?
Media types. We blame the media for everything, right? So we might as well just blame the media.
Yeah, well, that's me, so you can blame me if you want. That's fine.
But, some renovation is going to happen at the building, and, there's going to be some changes here over the next couple of years for the positive, and it's always good to get good news this day and age, because there doesn't seem to be good news highlighted very often. So
to be clear, this is good news. It is definitely a positive thing for the Blackhawks to purchase the team.
1,000%. They're signing a 15-year lease agreement with the BMO Harris Bank Center. So the team's here for the long haul, 15 more years at least, hopefully well beyond that. And the arena is going to get some much-needed renovations and some upgrades to it, which is going to take a couple of years. So, yeah, overall, this is an awesome thing, and it's going to benefit, if you say, you know what, I don't care about the Ice Hogs or hockey, but I like going to concerts. Well, it's going to benefit you as well because the venue is going to get some upgrades, and when you come to the BMO here, like I said, it's going to be a two-year project, so... If you come out in the fall for the start of the Ice Hog season, you're going to see some changes, but it's not going to be the finished product. So in a couple of years, it's going to be, I'm not going to say a brand new building, but there's going to be some much needed upgrades in the arena.
Excellent. That is really good news. It's always nice to see, Rockford advancing. You know what I mean? Like it's nice to see things happening here on a bigger scale like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you say that about Rockford, and I know going back 15 years ago or so, that just didn't seem to be the case, and I know that was kind of the frustration of a lot of the Rockfordians.
Sure.
Is, where's this town going? But, over the past 15 years or so, going back to Mayor Morrissey, he really kind of, jump-started this downtown reclamation project, if you will, and Mayor McNamara's kind of, continued to carry this torch, and it's been awesome. It's been awesome to see, and I always say the Ice Hogs were cool downtown before it was cool to be downtown. Going back to the
sure.
early 2000s and 1999, and now it's you go downtown and it's pretty cool, and it's just getting better. So this is going to help, and it's awesome to be a part of it.
So we are definitely going to have Rockford Ice Hogs through like 2036.
Yeah, I was doing the math, when they said 15 years, and I'm like, okay, I'm 42, 57. I'm not quite to retirement age. So I don't know what the heck I'm going to do after the next 15 years. So,
well, that's cool, man. And it's awesome that it's happening during an era where hockey is more appreciated. Because I can remember, it was probably right around the time when the Blackhawks were starting to win championships in like 2010, around that time. Hockey came back to TV. It started to be in the spotlight again. And, that era really hasn't gone away since.
No, and, it's interesting. Right before the Ice Hogs became affiliated with the Blackhawks in 2007, the Blackhawks were rated the worst Major League sports franchise, not just in hockey, in any of the
quote-unquote
formational. Yeah, do you remember this? I can't remember what the number was. But they were last.
Oh, no.
Well, then you fast forward just a few short years later, they were on the cover of the same magazine on Sports Illustrated with the title, "The Team That Saved Hockey." That's how quick the Blackhawks had turned things around. And, way back in the day before the Ice Hogs were affiliated with the Blackhawks, you wouldn't hardly see a Blackhawks jersey at an Ice Hogs game because nobody wanted to care. Well, there was a big-time turnaround with the Blackhawks. You know, the Ice Hawks came in 2007 as the AHL affiliate, and it was kind of the timing was perfect because that's when the Blackhawks started to become relevant again. And a few short years later, like you mentioned, 2010, they win the Stanley Cup, and that wave is still flying high with with hockey fans. And what's been really cool, Kevin, is it's actually introduced the game to a whole new generation of kids,
sure,
young adults. And that's what hockey was missing in this area. You know, that young fan wasn't active with the Blackhawks, but now that's changed, and hopefully we can keep that going.
And the interest in the Blackhawks obviously can directly correlate with the interest in the Ice Hogs then, is around here anyway.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's still a lot of fans that come to Ice Hogs games that got introduced to hockey because of the Rockford Ice Hogs. But the Blackhawks obviously have such a greater platform, and you know their exposure is far greater.
Sure.
That impact, it goes a long ways. And you know, we've seen it the last couple of years with the Blackhawks becoming somewhat ordinary again on the ice. You know, things have cooled down a little bit, but you know what? It's all about the entertainment aspect, and we're going to continue to improve that and, you know, make it so people can enjoy coming to Ice Hogs games.
I know we talked about this last week, so I'm hoping that maybe with these new renovations, we can get a couple of trough urinals in the BMO Harris Bank men's rooms.
We're still working on the rendering. I don't know, is that the technical term? The renderings. We'll just throw that out there because it sounds, you know, highfalutin and important.
Sure. If you need me to make some mock-up sketches of what I would like the trough to look like in the men's room, I could do a presentation. I'll use PowerPoint. It'll look professional. I'll wear a suit. And then we'll talk about trough diving at a very important business meeting. So it'll be fun.
That sounds good.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That seems a little bit more impressive than the Lego rendition I have going at home here.
Hey, but that's fun anyway. If you're using I would gladly use the restroom in a Lego urinal. So just putting that out there to the people in charge.
Can you imagine that? You get in on a bidding process and you show up with like this Lego build-up of like an arena. Like, hey, here's what we got. We got swinging doors, you know?
And Luke Skywalker is there. And Darth Vader. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm glad to hear the good news. I understand, you know, you still have to go through the whole, you know, closing papers and all that stuff. But it's awesome to hear about the purchase and that it's going to mean only positive things for not only the team but also the city of Rockford, man. So congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Kevin. We're really looking forward to the future here.
Thank you very much. IceHogs.com. The Ice Hogs play in Grand Rapids tomorrow. Of course, you can hear that game on Sports Fan Radio 1330. Their website, sportsfanrockford.com. And, of course, IceHogs.com for all the info. Mike Peck, thank you very much for once again joining us. Catch you next Friday.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a great weekend.